I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. A deal to lease city land in Hartford to a developer who said he would finance and build a multi-million dollar soccer stadium is all but dead. News about the man behind the deal has caused even its main backer to retreat. Hartford City Councilman Ken Kennedy was one of the project's biggest supporters. But now, with support on the city council disappearing, Kennedy says the project's approval seems unlikely.
I don't think in its current form it'll happen before this council. Yeah, I mean, some things have come to light that have just put everything in question. And unless the developer can answer some of those questions and fully demonstrate the ability to finish the project, then yes, we have some, you know, everyone has grave concerns.
Those concerns are the result of reporting in the Hartford Current that highlighted past legal and financial troubles of developer James Duckett. That's the man who, on the one hand, said he had $440 million in the bank for development deals like this, but who, on the other hand, couldn't pay his rent. Last week, Duckett told the Hartford City Council that he would build a 15,000-seat soccer stadium with 25 executive suites at the site of the current Dillon Stadium, just off I-91 near the historic Coltsville section. Dillon has been the home for high school football games, music concerts, and other events. The land is owned by the city. It planned to enter into a long-term lease with Duckett, his company Black Diamond, and its soccer partner Premier Sports Management Group. While the city was planning to pay less than $1 million to prepare the site for development, Duckett said he was ready to privately finance a $30 to $40 million stadium. That stadium was to be used for professional soccer. Council President Sean Wooden also has come out against the deal.
There are a host of concerns, and just based on the information that I've learned to date since this was introduced on the council agenda, I can't support it.
This is the second of two major stadium projects being pursued in the city. The first is a new minor league baseball stadium, which is under construction and on pace to open in April. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.